Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bry or fine dine? This is SN Fresen. It's all about the food.
Good morning, I'm Adrian Bugatti, and in this segment we're talking about meal planning and creating a household budget to help you with your grocery bills and to know what to spend. Very important part of, you know, meal planning. And in a budget-friendly household and in efficient meal planning, the often overlooked hero is your kitchen cupboard and freezer. So we're going to look at the very first step of how to get started with your meal planning and creating the budget. Now, in the past, I have spoken about how little money a lot of people have and how much food actually costs. So in South Africa, a study showed that the average food basket for a family of four was 5,200 Rand for a family of four of the bare basics. That means milk, bread, salt, mealiepap, and eggs, I think it was. That was it. There was like no protein in it. It was very, very little. The problem is that the minimum wage salary for a month is 4,500 in total, which means the majority of our country is living under the poverty line. They can't afford a basic food basket. And now we look at those of us who have a bit more money, a little bit of help in some form or other, whether you are one of the 750 families under the Yad and under the Chev, because you don't earn that kind of money either. And it's quite a scary thought to think about how many of our fellow Jews are struggling to feed their families with Pesach coming up. And we were talking about it with some friends yesterday, and I was saying that Pesach, that week of Pesach, costs the entire month's salary that you would spend on groceries. Let's put it this way. So if you're spending 5,000 Rand a month on groceries, then for Pesach, you can add an extra 5,000. I know I'm underestimating. But then I was looking, and I was looking at middle class and upper income family, you know, grocery spends. Because how do you know how much to spend on food? Every family is different, and it depends on what you're prepared to give up or what luxuries you are buying and obviously where you are shopping. And the first thing is that the average spend per person per month ranges from 1,500 Rand per person per month to 3,000 Rand per person per month. Now, this is not keeping kosher, and it's not taking into account Shabbos. Those are extra expenses that we don't take, you know, we don't think about. And I would say for Shabbos, you're looking at a minimum of 500 Rand a person for every Shabbos. So you need to take that into account. That gives you 2,000 Rand per person for a Shabbos for the whole month. So we have to look carefully about how do we keep to this budget. You don't want to be spending the highest end of the budget unless you can really, really afford it. In the 10 years that I've been doing this, one of the things I learned is that the higher income people often have the highest credit card owing, because the more money you have, the more money you spend. And credit cards, in my opinion, credit cards are a terrible idea. And unless you're prepared to pay the entire amount off every single month, it's not worth getting it. A credit card, a store card, all of those cards are self-fulfilling prophecies, and they get you in credit, which means they get you into debt. And that, to me, is a really bad thing. So there are a couple of methods that I talk about during my meal planning and budgeting. The first thing is working out what is your budget for your food. Now, it's not only your food, it's your general groceries. That is your basic. So if we're going to say the middle of the range, 2,000 Rand per person per month in a household of four, simple math says your food budget should be about 8,000 Rand. The problem is that's not keeping kosher. Okay, that's not keeping kosher. Babies, I would actually say you're closer to 2,500 to 3,000 because of the cost of nappies and diapers and baby wipes and all the other stuff that babies need. So you need to take that in to account. So let's start off with the first step to all meal planning. And that is to, once you've set your budget, is to go shop in your house. I know it sounds weird, but you're going to go and do an inventory of your entire kitchen all the pantry, the freezer, everything. That is your first step. Without that, don't even begin to meal plan. And the reason for this is that even deep freezers, not only chest freezers, but even deep freezers kind of swallow up stuff that you've forgotten you owned. Tin cans, you want to kind of use them as soon as possible. They don't really expire, but if the expiry date is 5 years out, like what happened to me, I would say don't use it. A year, maybe two, not a problem, but longer than that, I wouldn't. You maintain control over these spaces. Not only are you going to save money, you also streamline your grocery shopping and you know what you've got. You plan literally from what's on the shelves. Instead, it's reversed. Like if you go into the shops and you're tired or hungry, you look at the stuff on the shelves and you go, okay, I'm going to make that for supper. Well, you're doing the exact same thing. It's just not costing you extra money because you're doing that inside your own home, inside your own kitchen with items that you already have. So when the answer is, Ma, there's nothing to eat, the truth is there's plenty to eat. It's just not prepared and nobody is ready to prepare it. So please go look in your kitchens and do your inventory. Do your pantry inventory. Take a piece of paper, write everything down. If you need to write expiry dates, do expiry dates. And if it's open, write how much of it you've used, whether it's a quarter, three quarters or anything like that. That is this week's tip on meal planning and budgeting for your kitchen. And I hope you put this into plan because it will make a difference to your life. And you can apply it to anything left over from Pesach last year too. This is Adrian Bugatti.